It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blihash.
And ladies and gentlemen, every one of us sees that America's schools need to promote and educate students for the jobs that are currently needed in America. In the new world economy, basics like reading, writing, and math skills certainly remain important, along with career paths in medicine, education, law, research, and development, or operating a small business. However, a lot more of America's schools must start offering trade classes like plumbing, heating and air conditioning, welding, construction and manufacturing, because these are all jobs that are badly needed in America right now. In addition to not offering skilled trade classes, the news media is not reporting the fact that 10,000 Americans retire from the workforce every day. This means that the first 300,000 new jobs announced each month represent people replacing retiring workers and not brand new job opportunities. The reality is that a large portion of the people retiring represent skilled trade jobs, and that there are fewer schools offering trade classes and fewer people graduating from America's schools with the ability to replace America's retiring workforce. The need to expand the trades and industrial arts programs is very important because this is the time of year when school boards are meeting to make their budget plans for the next academic year. All taxpayers are now encouraged to contact school principals and school board members and ask for a written report on the type of programs that they'll be offering to the students for tomorrow's workforce. Remember, it's everyone's tax dollars that helps educate America's young people in public schools, so don't hesitate to ask questions and also expect answers. Thanks for your participation and for spreading the word. Email your comments and suggestions to me at michael@americanworkersradio.com. This is Michael Blihash. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from anywhere in the world, from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.